CJLO 1690 AM, hour two of Grade A Explosives starting up. You know what? Let's start off with some music. Let's start off with some Expo Decay here. Why not?
Yeah, let's do it.
What is there? Is now before I play this, I guess I should say this is a demo.
Yeah.
And what is there anything that else that you want to add on top of that?
So here? I just have to warn everyone. Yeah, this is
a warning.
Like
okay.
I have to warn everyone just because this is like a self-recorded self. I wouldn't even say mix, but like we put it together ourselves. You know. So it does not sound that great, but like it's something.
But how representative of you playing is this?
But the song itself, like if you go down to the core, it's what we sound like. So you know, like if you're into that new metal hardcore type stuff, I hope you enjoy it. The song's called Take a Trip.
So let's all take a trip together. Ah,
yeah, like that's oh my god.
I love how this is called the Raw Dog Fire. Excellent. I love that. CJLO 1690 AM Expo DK, who's going to be playing on November 1st at Opetra V. Go get tickets now. Why would you not get tickets now? Oh, I guess if you have a costume.
Yeah, if you have a costume, you can come to the door and you pay $10 to get in.
Yeah.
And you will already be entered for the costume contest, where you can win $100.
It actually sounds counterintuitive to buy tickets ahead of time. That feels weird now that I'm thinking about it.
It is more expensive, yeah.
Yeah. Well, everyone, just get your costumes and come out to it. But first, enjoy this. Here is Expo DK with Take a Trip, CJLO 1690 AM.
I know I'm restless.
CJLO, 1690 AM. There's some Expo DK for you. Take a trip, which is pretty good. There's some good grunge going on in there. Are you familiar with Fleshwater? Is that a concept?
I know of, but I don't listen. But yeah, I do like a lot of grunge too. But that it was more of like I asked my guitarist, "Hey, can you make like a Deftone song?" And he's like, "Yeah, I got you, buddy." So then that just kind of came to light.
Okay, here's a question for you. As someone who's doing new metal type things right now,
yeah,
I have often got into, let's call them verbal scrapes with people, because I have always told everyone that the Deftones are a new metal band because literally that is what they were called when they were out.
Yeah.
But everyone, at least from... You might be familiar with this argument that the Deftones aren't a new metal band.
Yeah,
they're an
I've heard that
alt metal band.
Yeah, and the reason actually for that is because their later albums are less new metal, so it dives into like other genres like shoegaze and type stuff. So I guess that's why like the majority of people are like, yeah, they're not new metal, but like if you go back to like their roots and still at the end of the day, they have like new metal riffs. Mm-hmm. Chino, the singer, he screams and he sings and he even raps too. Like every now and then, which is very, very new metal. So like at the end of the day, at least this is for me personally, they are a new metal band.
Yeah.
And yeah, they have other inspirations too, but that does not mean they're not new metal.
The thing that I always found to be the worst about that particular argument was it felt like what people were saying was, I like the Deftones and I'm not allowed to like new metal.
Oh, that's
so
it. Yeah,
therefore,
that's
they're
thing,
not
yeah.
a new metal band.
Yeah,
just like Rage Against the Machine. Well, they're not a new metal band because new metal is stupid and dumb.
Yeah,
and I'm not allowed to like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I'm interested to see if this will hold, if that holds now.
Yeah.
Because like I haven't actually asked, because the Deftones have had a huge push recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a revival after, I mean, just some messy years from Chino. I haven't gotten a chance to check with people who are now into them, who got into them later, to see what their opinion on this is. But so, especially as this new metal revival comes up. So I'm going to be interested as I continue to ask that questions to people that are younger than me, what they think about it.
Yeah.
But this is this might be an interesting avenue to go with, because nu metal has now had a revival, a resurgence.
Yeah.
What would you, as someone who's doing it, what would you accredit that kind of revival to be from? Is it just, hey, all liked this music before?
I think it's like, you know, back in the day, nu metal was like really hated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Deftones has a big thing. Like Deftones and Limp Bizkit have like a big part of this, you know, revival, just because of like, well, TikTok, you know, like I have to say it, but like, you know, it's all about like that TikTok Deftones type stuff. So like, you know, a lot of videos are being made with like the background track being like Deftones, like My Own Summer, you know, Be Quiet and stuff like all that. And so I guess people are realizing, you know, this is not as bad as we thought it was, you know.
Would you attribute like most of this to this Deftones? Are the Deftones revival and this new metal revival just linked together?
I would say they are linked together, because like I feel like Deftones is like a gateway band to new metal. Same thing with like Limp Bizkit too, because like everyone hated Limp Bizkit.
That's true.
But now they're like, oh, you know, they were good. They were actually good. They had some listenable songs.
listenable songs.
But you know, I actually grew up on Limp Bizkit. They were one of my favorite bands of all time. This was like even like before the revival and everything. So I'm glad to see that like nu metal, one of my favorite genres of all time, is being appreciated.
Hmm.
You know, it's a thing.
And if we're talking about revivals too, there has been a huge revival in. I know this isn't specifically what you're doing, but there's been a huge goth revival recently. Like, I mean, The Cure has a new album coming out.
Yeah,
golly gee, for gosh sakes,
that's kind of crazy.
But is there something that you think that has like
spurred it on?
Yeah,
I mean, I think I'm seeing. I know that Typo Negative, just because I'm a huge fan of them. Their following has grown since they stopped.
Yeah.
So I think,
unfortunately, you know, that's kind of how it goes with a lot of bands.
I think it's kind of just a cyclical thing. So maybe we're just entering that era where a lot of these bands are winding down or have stopped, and now people are getting nostalgic, or perhaps the kids of these people are getting they want to feel the nostalgia.
Yeah.
You know, like how I was into Floyd, man. I was into Floyd. Floyd was like gone when by the time I got into them. So maybe I'm kind of seeing that it's that type of vibe, you know.
Did you could be wrong. Did you make the mistake of listening to the Roger Waters redux of Dark Side of the Moon?
Oh my god!
I didn't actually. Yeah, I didn't.
You should stick with that. Okay. Don't poison yourself.
It's what destroyed it? What happened?
Well, first off, Dark Side of the Moon is like almost musical perfection.
Yeah, I have the OG one.
Yeah, cannot touch it.
I got the OG record, so yeah. Like I'm not
keep it that way. Keep it that way.
So if we start off at that point, we're already saying, oh, we're doing a redo. Like,
oh, he recorded everything. Yeah, yeah. Oh, right, yeah. Right.
No, and he has this weird extended spoken word part in Money, and it's like, what are you doing, man? Like.
I don't know, man. You can't do that. It's like you set your hair. I wouldn't know much about this right now, but back in the day, you know, when you fix your hair up real nice, you're about to leave the house, and you're like, maybe I should tweak it a little bit, and then you do that, and then you make a mess of your hair, you know. It was one of those
that
things.
That actually happened to me. I was like, yeah, I'm going to...
I feel your pain, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
For the people in Radio Land, I'm bald, so...
Yeah, so I wanted to get a mohawk one time, and I was like, okay, I shaved my head, it's a mohawk, and I'm like, this does not look good. It looks terrible. So then I shaved everything, and I became bald for a bit.
Your eyebrows too?
No. I did that when I was younger, but never again.
Yeah, you can't mess with eyebrows. That can go real bad.
If you make a mistake, you got to draw them on after. Yeah, you know? Yeah, why are you so angry? I'm not angry.
Yeah. I had to learn somehow, you know.
and since we talked about revivals, I think it's only fair to talk about thrash, which seems to be at almost a constant state all the time in metal.
Kind of.
There's always a through line of thrash bands
doing
things, but. As someone who's doing thrash, do you think that thrash is kind of caught in a bit of a rut? Because there are many times I'll be listening to thrash and I'll be like, wow, I mean, like, I like this, but I feel like we're treading water, like, in a lot of the bands that are making things. Like, we're trying to just emulate bands that came before rather than try and push it forward.
To be original or an original track. Yeah, it does happen. You see a lot of bands that sound... not the same, but you see the influences throughout the music. But it's also a very, like, it's a certain style, so it comes with the sound, and that's why it's probably not repetitive, but you know, the, like we said, there's a bit of a rut, like you said. So, but it's a constant... we can't say it's a revival, because it's always been there. It survived the 90s, it survived the 2000s, and then... And the people that do listen to it are like solid fans that keep it alive, you know?
I wonder if it's fair to say that thrash is kind of the base model of metal in a way. Because like when you think about bands that first kind of pushed it into the mainstream, you think of like your Metallicas, your Megadeths, your things like that. So I wonder if that's an argument that could be... I mean, is that a fair argument to make? That it's kind of...
Well, if it's commercial thrash, the bands that brought it to another level were Metallica. Mm.
And they are still like one of the biggest bands in the world.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Weren't they the highest grossing band? Like maybe three... No, not 3 years ago. That would have been too close to the pandemic. Maybe 5 years ago? Like they when they were on tour... I think they were the highest grossing band for tours that year.
I think so. I seen something about that on the internet a few years back.
Yeah.
But they're definitely up there.
I mean, they're really good live. Just really good.
Well, I seen them live last year with Pantera, and I seen a lot of shows in the last year, but I could say that there's only two shows that really blew me away.
Both nights or just one?
Both nights. But no, I went one night with Pantera and Eddie Van and
Wolfgang. That's right. Yeah.
I find the sound at the Olympic Stadium wasn't the greatest.
Yeah.
You know, it's like full of reverb. So where I was sitting, I could have heard it, but it's like when the people were playing solos, you didn't hear all the notes come in like perfectly like you would hear it at Metropolis, MTELUS or Place Belle or whatever, something like that, you know?
I mean, it's... Yeah, not built for sound, the Olympic Stadium. Not, I have seen one show there, and I was like, I don't know if I ever want to see a show here again. It's pretty subpar for sound. I don't know. Maybe on the next restructuring they do, where they put billions of dollars into it, they'll do something with the sounds. Doubt it. Probably need to fix the roof again.
Yeah.
When it breaks. What? I feel like I should play music at this point, but the thing is, I'm kind of out of music unless I play more House of Dusk or Nightbreaker. I could do that.
That or I could send you another demo.
I mean, it's up to you.
I can send it right now.
It's up to you. I will do anything.
I'll send it.
You know what I should do, though, before I do that, I guess? Let's go to the audience for some questions.
That's a good idea.
Because I have some for you. So let's start off here with a question for the fine representative from House of Dusk. And I'm supposed to ask you, quote, can you say a caca joke?
Bro, what?
This is from last night. Jesse! Hey. All right. What did we say last night?
The sign.
It was like 3 in the morning. I don't even remember it. A caca joke. All right. Well, I was talking to Rob's girlfriend. She was telling me about how she did her driving lessons, right? And I asked her, well, who are you taking your driving lessons with? She's like, oh, you know, I'm taking it with CAA. And I said, well, you know, like I'm a terrible driver, and I was, you know, I didn't learn anything where I took my lessons. And she's like, where did you take your lessons? And I said CACA. And that was my caca joke, and everyone kind of laughed. I laughed the most, obviously.
Yeah, that's usually how it works.
Because I thought I was hilarious, and I said it was a dad joke, and I just like withered away into a corner until everyone just forgot about that moment altogether.
Apparently not. Yeah. Now we have to relive it. Now you have to relive it again.
Now I
have
to relive it.
The shame.
The shame. I had to eat my words. Thanks, Jesse.
A question for Rob. Will you have guest vocals at upcoming shows?
That's a surprise.
Oh.
Come to the show, you'll figure it out.
Oh. See, everyone, this is how we get special surprises happening for the show.
He tries to put me on the spot there. I see. He tries to make me give all the goods.
What is with people always wanting to know things? Can't have any surprises going on here, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. Got to keep the mystery aspect of it.
And then, how do you stay so handsome? That was a question from there. Less for me. I mean, I'll ask it too. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, if you think I'm very handsome, I'm very flattered.
Well, I mean, I have a face for radio, so I need all the tips I can get.
That's fair, you know? You gotta live and you learn. You just do whatever that makes you happy and you feel good about it. You know? If something works, it works. You gotta keep doing it.
What works for you, man?
Oh, no, that's I'm not going to spill my secrets.
I want to know where you guys get the luscious hair. All three of you.
Oh, that's just like how. That's genetics for me.
It's genetics?
Yeah.
There's no like coconut oil or like special concoctions, onions.
Well, my girlfriend's shampoo and conditioner, man.
That's how it is. That's how it is.
I steal others.
I should have washed my hair.
Yeah, man.
I should have.
You should have.
All this time, if only would have known. You know, if only would have known.
The key was washing. Damn it.
Well, I did see, he wasn't always bald. I did see some photos with him with a bit of hair. And not too long ago, which photos? What are you talking about?
These lies! I won't stand for them.
2020. Yeah.
He had a little. He had something going on for himself.
I had a toupette.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was called, but slowly. I used to have long. I don't know how this became about my hair, but I used to have long hair down to here, and it slowly inched its way upwards until it was just completely gone.
Until it's in your head now.
And now it's just in my, it's retracted.
You know, not
head.
Everything you have to show to the public, you know? Like, beauty is always what's on the inside.
You know,
We'll see.
Just like all of us, it probably was a winter thing, and it was like, I'm just staying inside now from now on. That's what you need to do is you need to remind your hair that it's not winter.
I've tried,
but you can't do it right now, so.
I've tried. Rain dances, hair dances. I've tried everything. I've just learned to accept the shape of my head.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. You don't have a terrible shape to your head.
It's round. I mean, I come from a long line of bald men, so I hope that my head is just as round as theirs.
It's very fitting, you know, I have to say.
Thank you.
It fits you.
Thank you. The only problem is if you play in a band with other guys who also have shaved heads, then it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And I do play in bands that like everybody's got shaved heads.
Then everyone's going to be like, oh, it's another skinhead
band. And it's not a skinhead band. Yeah, we're just playing covers, you know. We're playing the nice rock covers. And, you know, thank God the singer's like a woman. So it's like she's got like long black hair.
At least,
But it looks like a woman with long black hair and three skinheads.
Well, but then if the rest of you, then you can just say it's a costume that you've been mandated to do behind it. Yeah. So that's easy at that point.
It is.
But if it was just you three up there, then it would be like, I don't know.
Yeah, that would be a problem. That would be a problem.
Are we going to hear some questionable things come from the stage?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, if you don't like, is Bon Jovi questionable? Could that be considered questionable?
I guess anything could be questionable.
I would question that.
I'd question the questionability of it. Well, let's get some music in here. Let's get some more House of Dusk playing until I get sent.
Is it in here? Yeah.
Oh, well, hold on.
Now you got to check your email.
There it is. Okay, when I looked before, it wasn't there. Okay, you know what? Let's play both.
At the same time.
Let's see what happens.
Just a cacophony of noise for all of us. No, we'll split them up just to be fair here.
Half
and halves. That would actually be pretty funny. I'm really tempted to
don't do it.
No.
You can't.
No, you can't. Yeah, you're right. I won't be that big of a.
You can't get the full experience.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I don't want
to cheapen. Actually, if you want to get the full experience, come to the show November 1st.
Definitely. See, a salesman. I love it. I love that.
It is.
Heavy Halloween. Wear a costume. Get in for $10.
It's
$100.
Win $100. You have to repeat, right?
Yeah, because everything that if you say things more than once, it gives them a certain authority.
That's a certain authority.
But let's play some things that you will hear at the show coming up on November 1st at Opetra V. And if you don't go, I don't want to say that you're a bad person.
But you're not a good one.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard for me to make the argument you're a good person.
That's it.
I'm just throwing it out there. So we'll play some Expo DK first with Freak Show. I don't know why I'm separating it in such a weird way. Like Expo DK?
Decay.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's because of the Expo part. That's what it is. That's what I'm going to say. And not just that I'm, you know, an idiot. and then we'll play some House of Dusk with The Oath. And we'll come back and we'll talk more about whatever comes to mind during the course of this. So keep it locked. Great Explosive, CJLO, 1690 AM.